Today on our program, we are visiting about the Boone County Historical Society, and joining us on the phone, we got Marty Lamore. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing today? It is nice
doing
day. It's a nice day. You should be out on the patio with coffee.
Well, I'm right now, my phone was on low battery, so I'm tethered in my kitchen. So otherwise, I would be outside. It is a beautiful day.
It is, and we need some of those. You know what? Well, first of all, a perfect example would be the display that you guys have going on this month. May 21st is an anniversary. There is no truth to the rumor. I was there reporting on it. But we had a tornado in Boone. Everybody thinks of the Jordan tornado. And we know we've had some great presentations that have been done in the past about that. But you guys dug out information about the, tornado in 1918?
Exactly. And it's we have our display in our first floor in the main area there. Jeannie Carpenter Weidke was very instrumental. She's our exhibit coordinator, and she put together some very interesting information on that tornado. And, you know, May is weather awareness and tornado awareness month, and so that's why we decided to do the display. So it'll be there for the month, so come on down and just walk through and read some of the interesting information that we have on that tornado.
You know, I can remember several years ago when I first heard about it, and I started right away going, there was a tornado then? And actually, at the time, it was Charles Irwin. And you guys, I know, have a number of photos on that, too. So pretty sure that's it.
Some photographs and some just layouts. And good information up there.
So if people want to come in and see that, what are we doing for hours? Do we still have our regular hours happening at this point?
Yeah. The hours that we have are Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 2. And we are available for if there's someone who has a special tour that they want to do, we can be contacted and open up on off hours if need be. We have our board members. Sue Kreckenberg is our president.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie Carpenter Weidke is our vice president. Harry Bonk. Ryan Hansen, Joe and Dave Howell are now on our board, and Jerry Brett Schneider from Madrid is on our board. So we meet once a month on the first Tuesday of the month, and the meetings are open to the public. We're tickled to have membership if you're interested. $25 for an individual and then $40 for a family. And that gets you the Trail Tales editions, as well as you can come visit the museum as many times as you'd like to.
I was going to say, being a member is great. Otherwise, there's a $5 charge for adults coming
right.
in. Yeah.
Right, $5 for coming through. For under 12, it's free. So we welcome members and we welcome volunteers. You can be a member and not volunteer, and you can be a volunteer and not be a member. So we just had a nice little volunteer appreciation event on the 21st of April. We just did a little hors d'oeuvres and drinks reception for the people who have been good enough to donate their time. So that was fun.
So and people need to remember, you have a working board. We don't have what we used to have. There isn't a full-time person there. This is all people that are volunteering their time to be on our board.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. There are no paid positions at the History Center now. It is 100% volunteer work. So
that does create some challenges because you need people to be showing up to help out.
Right, right. But I feel really good about what progress we've been able to make after opening up, after being closed down with COVID, that we've been able to move forward. We're working on getting the second floor, all the collections and organization, everything that comes in as a donation or a loan to the History Center has to be cataloged into the system and tagged so that we can keep track of things. And when I arrived on the scene, which has been 3 years ago, it was kind of disorganization, I'll put it that way. And we're working to get that cleared up so we can get the second floor open for displays. We're also, we are dedicating our research room on first floor to Larry Adams. And then also our community room, which is available for rent, we are dedicating to Wayne B. Erickson. So we are working on getting, some very nice plaques with information about both of them to hang outside of those rooms. We've redone our community room, so it's very nice. And we're working on upgrading the research room a little bit. And we will have dedications when we do both of those. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that previously, and I knew like on the Larry Adams room that you had some really great ideas. So much research information to put in there, too. But it was just a matter of just updating and making it more user-friendly.
Right. Kind of, like I said, it's slow but sure we get organized and sort through and make it be, like you said, more user-friendly for everybody. So we have the computer set up in there so that people can come in, and we have part of the research items, the most frequently used items, like for cemeteries and, maps and things like that down in the research room for people to use.
And we know more and more people are getting interested in genealogy and, like the library does their genealogical presentations as well, help people get started on it. But a lot of them, they come and look for the actual information that you guys have access to.
Right. Yep.
So.
And people, if we don't have everything right down in that room, they can put in a research request, and then some of our volunteers are able to help look up on on the second floor in some of the archives. Because for right now, we just have people allowed on first floor for visiting. So,
when you first joined, and you got a chance to go upstairs and see like the collection that's stored away up there, is it just almost overwhelming the amount that's available?
Yeah, it really is. And because it was really in kind of a disarray, and still part of it still is, it is overwhelming the amount of items that are there. For now, what we really want to focus on for taking any other things in is items that are specifically related to Boone County history.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we really appreciate. And then that's kind of the screening method we use. Because a lot of people, they get cleaning out the basement or whatever, and this is historical information. Do you want it? Well, if it's related to Boone County, we really do want it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's, you have to put the, you got to draw the line somewhere, because otherwise you could be just overwhelmed with everything.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly right. And it's still a little overwhelming up on second floor, but we're making progress.
I know, that's been the big challenge with what's going on there. I did want to ask again, so are you looking now, as you get in towards summertime, are we going to have our regular hours available?
Yep, we'll keep those same hours for the summertime. We won't be doing the Saturday for a Scholar during the summer. We think, people are busy and gone on vacations and that type of thing. So we'll start that Saturday with a Scholar back up in September.
Mm-hmm.
And those are usually held on a Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3, and we bring in a speaker. We brainstormed at our last board meeting some ideas. And so if anybody has ideas on things that they'd like to see a presentation on, feel free to just call down to the center and leave a message, or hopefully if you get somebody in person on the phone, you can give us ideas of what you'd like to have us present.
Mm-hmm. And I do, just not only topics, but if someone has a suggestion of getting someone to come and do a presentation about something, whether, I know we've got a lot of railroad historians, and they do different things like at the Boone and Scenic Valley and stuff like that too.
Right.
But we've got others that have a lot of information.
Right. We'd be glad to have, if somebody says, I have a lot of information, I've done study on this, I would like to present, we would love that.
Those are great. That's what we look for. Somebody who'll come and tell a story. and have things that just attract people. I remember, what was it? I think it was Carl Youngblood came in and talked about the Jordan tornado, and that was like overwhelming. That was like packed the house multiple times. So,
right.
You even have memories of that.
I do have memories of the Jordan tornado. I won't bore the audience with my story, but yeah, I do. I can clearly remember that day.
So yeah, there's a lot of people that do, and they get it. I don't know if I want the flashback part of it there too. A little bit about some of the other things that you guys are working on, because I know again we've had this ongoing thing of how we are going to work with the Kate Shelley display, the Kate Shelley Museum. What are we going to be doing there? And I know you guys are still brainstorming, trying to put together ideas.
Right, we are. What we've done so far, there haven't been visitors out to the Kate Shelley site since 2016. The building, we did an assessment on the depot down there. That is not, so everybody knows, it's not an original of Kate Shelley. That was transferred from, I believe, over, I think it was Jefferson. Mm. It was a depot building, and I don't know what year they actually placed it down there. But unfortunately, that house is in, the depot is in disrepair. We had three different contractors come out and look at the building for us to determine whether or not we would be able to restore it. And all three of the contractors said, no, you're not going to be able to restore this particular building. So we know that the building is going to have to be dismantled at some given point in time. Also, we are in a contract with the Army Corps of Engineers and so for the lease of that property where a Kate Shelley site is, and they have specific roles. We got a notification about some things that they wanted done, one of which is to remove the outhouses that are down there. And so that will be completed by the 30th of May, as well as just making sure that there's mowing maintained. And so we've been making sure that it's mowed and sprayed, and we've been doing a lot of pickup and cleanup, and some tree removal is going to need to take place. There's dead trees down there, so we've got just general cleanup project. But what we'd like to do is do a brainstorming session. We haven't picked a date yet, but we will, and then put that information out for anybody who's interested in the Kate Shelley site and helping with ideas or manpower when the time comes, to say, what would you like to see down there? Are we going to try and look at putting another depot down there? Are we going to look at maybe just something similar to what they have out in the parks for Teddy Roosevelt, where it's more kind of like a little shelter house with a display? What kind of things would people like to see down there? So we're open to suggestions and ideas. So I will get a date out, and we'll hold that at the center, just down in the community room, and just kind of toss out a bunch of ideas. Obviously, we're going to have to work with grants and funding to be able to do anything down there, which will be part of the project also. So,
I was going to say, that's one of those where people say, someone should do, this is bring your things. When we have this set up, you're going to have to be there to be a part of it and help us get to that next level. So, and there are still a lot of people that once they take that walk down there to the river and you get out down there and you can see the pilings and stuff like that, it's so amazing.
It is. And we'd like to be able to get it so there's at least definitely, right now there's not even, the story of Kate Shelley. There was a sign down there, and we don't know what happened to that. But, just to even tell the story at the minimum so that people can. And then also, we now can scan the QR codes and find your spot and take a little, guided tour and tell the story down there. There's, we would like to have more information available for the people who do go visit.
So. All right. There are other things you guys are working on then? That's just one of the priority ones. I know you, but it's, again, you only have so many people, and it's going to take a group of people to get together to go for something like that.
We're looking at this as being a couple-year project. It's not going to happen overnight. So But starting with just getting a good list of ideas and things that the community would like to see us do down there. So okay. We would like the participation.
All right. Other things that we need to let folks know about?
Not really that I can think of. Just
website. I got to ask you about your website.
Oh, yes. Website. Our website was down for a period of time, but we're back up again. It's bchsiowa.org. And if you're Googling on your smartphone, you might need to scroll down to find us a little bit. We also have a Facebook page.
Okay. And I know information's available. People want to check on that. I was going to ask, because I know we're starting to see a return of at least some of the groups like CVB and others are getting some bus tours back. Are you getting some inquiries about people coming in to take a look at the museum?
We just actually had a tour that came through. Chris Blocker got a hold of us a while back and said, hey, there's a mystery bus tour coming through. Would you like to participate? And we said, we would love to. I know that they went to the group came from the Cedar Rapids area, and they had no idea where they were going. And so they ended up in Boone, and they did go, I believe they went up to the Scenic Valley.
Sure.
And then the group, part of the group came to the History Center, and part of the group went to the bakery in the afternoon. So I think we had about 50 people.
Good. And get a nice chance to go through and, yeah.
And so they got to see the site, come to the History Center. So that was fun to have that. So we work with Chris at the Convention Bureau if there's any of the bus tours that come through. We on our list to do is we are working cooperatively with the schools, too. We do have kids that are coming to help to do some volunteer hours.
All right.
And part of the, I think it's the Gold Cord up at the high school where if they do volunteer hours. So we're working with the school on that. And then we have volunteers through that. And right now, Charles Irwin used to do an educational thing and go to certain grades and
sure.
do a demonstration.
Yeah. Yeah.
We haven't evolved to that yet, but we're very open to having the younger population available to come and see the center.
Come and be a part of it. What about doing any of your landscaping around the outside, anything like that? I know you've had some volunteers working on that.
Sure.
So it's springtime, we do that.
We're lucky to have a landscaping expert on our Ryan Hansen on our board. So we have a plan for that. Right now it's gonna just be kind of cleanup and maintenance. But we will be doing some improvements on that. I know with the recent study that was done and survey that was taken on Boone, we were complimented that, with looking at downtown, when you enter downtown, we have the History Center as, kind of an entryway, to downtown. So we do want to keep that looking nice.
All right. Before I let you go, I am going to ask you, tell me a little bit about the Garden Club's plant sale. Folks, if you don't know about the Boone Garden Club, you're talking a historic organization.
Yeah, right. We are having our plant sale, and I should be able to tell you, we've been around for 50-plus years, I know that, and our plant sale is coming up this Saturday. Our setup is on Friday. I sent you that flyer.
Yeah, it's 1450 Kate Shelley Drive.
Right.
I think it's 8 to 1. It takes you a little while to get everything going. So.
Right. So it's really fun because all the members share from their own gardens, and that's I dug up my things and have them ready to take and go. So it's kind of fun to do that, as well as we're lucky to get donations around the community too of flats of plants. Also, the cultivating community had their sale last Saturday, and they will be donating some items too. So there will be a variety of things available. So come look, and plus it's just fun to visit with the Garden Club members who have a lot of knowledge and they love to share their information. And also, we'd love to have members at Garden Club, too. It's $5 for a single and $10 for a couple. We meet monthly and do some type of educational or tour thing, and that's just during the nice months. We don't meet during the winter time. So, but we'd love to have you join, and just please come by the plant sale.
Yep, that's Saturday again, 1450 Kate Shelley Drive, so they can check it out there too. All right, Marty, appreciate you taking time, getting us all updated on what's happening with not only that, the historical center, but, and again, we want people to know that downstairs area, since that's been redone, it is so easy to use. And I know you have a lot of traffic in and out of there, but it is rentable for people that want to check on that. And we may even have something on the auction for people to take a look at. There.
Well, that's right. That's right. The facility will hold up to 130 people. We have new tables, new chairs. The floor has been redone. It's been repainted. There's full kitchen facility. People who use it really, we haven't had any concerns or, you know, suggestions to update or change anything. So it's $100 for non-members to rent and $75 for members to rent.
All right. I do appreciate you visiting with us. We look forward to visiting with you again next month, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye now. Marty Lemorey, our guest from the Boone County Historical Society.